On a personal note, I would like to thank the producers of Love is Blind UK and everyone involved, really, for not belaboring the "do you believe that love is blind" thing that happens at the end of every fucking American one. Like it's state-run television in North Korea.
Okay.
And we all have to come up with a comment about it. And we're encouraged to say, yes, I believe love is blind, because that's what Dear Leader wants us to do, Chris Colan.
Love is blind.
Jasmine said it one time, love is bloody blind. And it's a normal response for everyone else to feel, to say, yeah, I'm really upset. No one's going to say, yeah, I believe love is blind after they've been devastated.
Why can't you not be mad, angry at an episode that didn't punk you? You still found a reason to be angry.
No, I'm you don't understand. I'm angry. I'm giving them a compliment. Yes, I'm giving them a compliment, but some of my rage is still coming out. This is righteous anger. It's very different.
This is how a poodle compliments.
This is good anger.
I'm going to yell at you, but I'm
sermonizing here. Anyway, thank you, Love is Blind UK, for just creating an ending to this. Where one person said, Jasmine said, yeah, love is bloody blind. It happened to me. That's all we needed out of six couples. We didn't need to go down the line and everyone step out like a fucking lineup.
No.
Thank you. Thank you is what I'm saying. You did it pretty well. You did a pretty damn good job for a first season.
This is Love is Blind UK.
This is Love is Blind.
UK, season UK. 1, episode 10. This episode's called See You at the Altar. We are...
Spoilers ahead for episode 11.
Yeah, which if you haven't watched both these episodes...
Listen.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing with yourself.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't just not wait for Ollie and Demi. That was... Ollie and Demi and Freddie and Kat were the big... were the big kind of like gaspers. We were kind of waiting for them.
And we'll get to them pretty quickly. There's, we just want to remind people that if you jumped on Love is Blind UK and you already purchased the month of RG Plus, if you're new, welcome. You're more than welcome to jump
you
in
get
the family
whole
Chantel.
Month.
But also because will they be getting Selling Sunset? When does Selling Sunset drop again?
September 6th.
September 6th.
So if
depending
you,
on when you,
you
joined.
I think Patreon it is now. They've changed it like twice. Sometimes I would check. Sometimes they've now it's either the first of the month. I think they phased that out. I think it's now you're billed on the first of the month.
Okay.
I think.
So yeah. We'll see. Maybe you'll be around for it. If not, the first episode of that will be out for free. We're excited. It's good candy, as we always say.
It is. Also, I'm going to just say this, because there are two Love is Blind US's going on, we're probably going to get the next one in October or November.
I think it's going to be October for sure.
Yeah. So stay tuned, y'all. They're going to wind up giving us three versions. They've already got all the different countries that are dubbed, and we don't cover those because... dubbed or subtitles doesn't do the same reality for us. But also we'd have to need our own podcast to do all those different versions. But the UK one was a hit, and it's probably going to be another season. I think someone said they already saw casting notices.
Do you think? So, oh, I'm sure. And don't you think surely a Love is Blind Canada is in the works?
I'm surprised that it... I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Can you... We're going to go to a Leafs game, eh?
There would be so many sorries, so much apologizing.
Sorry.
yeah, because they, and, you know.
I'm going to go have poutine with my mom.
Anyway, we're booked and blessed, and we're grateful for it.
So, we are.
And thank you again for Netflix for giving us these screeners and helping us. So, Golden Bachelorette's coming too, so we're excited about
that. That'll be on the free feed, yes.
Yep.
All right. Let's dig into this. I got to say, just because we'll be talking about it, maybe we'll talk about it at the end, but I got to say, what are your just general thoughts about this whole season? I said it's a pretty impressive first season.
I think it was a great first season. The reason I paused a little bit is because it feels for me like a return to form of Love is Blind, what it was the first season.
That's a good point.
Whereas now it's gotten, we talked about this before, but there's so much now. What happens outside the pods? What happens in the men's quarters and the women's quarters that we don't see? Or there is way more of that. Or the parties, there's like, you know, I think we had
influencer contestants.
Yes, like two episodes last season about the party. There was just, because here's the deal. If you go back to Cole and, that
Zenib.
Zenib, yes. With Cole and Zenib, What Love is Blind doesn't realize that if it saves the moments from when it pulls back the curtains and shows you what happened, like when they showed that the cutie scene at the very last episode, it was like it was this atomic bomb. But if they always keep doing that, like they're doing the US, then it loses its punch.
Yeah.
And this season didn't do that. This season, sorry, I did what you did. I complimented the seasons and just dogged the US.
Yep. Welcome. That's what people listen for. I also need to say, this is what good, truthful editing does. Creates a satisfying ending.
Yeah.
You don't need to shock us. You don't need to fuck with us for us to have our blood pressure raised. We're not that dead yet.
We're not.
We can be taken along by a story and see where things are going and not need a gotcha surprise.
This isn't like Poodle's porn, where again, he needs that 57 Chevy.
It's not like I need to have electrodes strapped to my balls.
Gross. I agree. I think you're right that
let us have the ride. Let us have the ride where we think something happens and then good storytelling tells us what's going to happen. And then maybe we're not sure and that's okay. And then, but don't try to build something up and pull the blanket out from under us.
That's because true. I will say, though, I did love last season. I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
That's fine. I was just going to say that's okay with a lot of reality shows, but I don't know if Love is Blind is the same thing because these are people's lives who are getting married and it doesn't. And the stakes for that are different.
Yeah.
Well, and
permanent. Potentially.
Yeah. I don't think you can fuck with that. And because it just feels mean and it doesn't feel good.
Last season was great. I loved last season in the UK and all the stuff
so
with Clay.
So fucking messy.
It was messy, but the way they did it then, it was so good.
Yeah. No, that's true. It's especially the reunion made that season work because people were out for retribution for like the lying and the girlfriends and they had on the side and people needed to hear that. But like, it's so nice. It feels it doesn't feel exploitive. Sometimes it feels the editing feels
that's
exploitive
a good word for it.
And the cast is like after like they're like they completely fucked with us and fucked with our lives.
Well, and that's been all the complaints and why people filed lawsuits and all that. Yeah.
And now this feels like they told our story, and it was, and I'm sure there was the cast will have a couple quibbles with it, but it feels really nice. It's good storytelling. There's no problem with that, especially when it comes to people's fucking marriages.
No, agreed.
Let their stories be told. I'm also going to talk about the fact that this show seemed to find a loophole with the you either say yes or walk away forever.
That definitely didn't feel as in play as in the
Where
US.
Were the Willises at the end saying, nope, you can't do this. You can't date anymore. You are banned from seeing each other for life. There's going to be someone from Love is Blind making sure you never meet that person ever again because you are contractually obligated to walk away forever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They need to stop saying that. It pisses me off because what else do we have besides rules? Y'all know me. I'm a stickler for that shit. It's just stupid. It's silly. Stop saying it. Anyway.
All right. Can we talk
Let's
about
jump
this
in.
Now?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to get you a soapbox.
I will not be a pedant anymore for the rest of the show. That's not a lie. That's a lie. I'm going to be pedantic in probably in about 20 minutes. Right. Stag do's and hen do's.
Stag do's and
stag. Stag.
These were the most uneventful stag and hen do's
totally
we've ever
agree.
Seen. Like nothing happened of it, which was great, but also not usually what happens on Love is Blind.
I think what after reflection, I was like, these last two episodes weren't very were monumental, but I don't know if they needed to be.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of, you know, of surprise, but
yeah.
And so
it was much more reality than anything else. Much more like reality.
The ladies go to some burlesque bar or something like that, and the guys go to, what is the British version of Dave and Buster's called?
Dan and Donald's. Pip and Donald's.
That's where they are.
Come to Pip and Donald's. We got all your entertainment.
They're playing soccer or football and kicking stuff, and it is
British Dave and Buster's. Yeah,
if there's anything that jumped out of you, Poodle, talk about
no,
it.
No, there's
not a lot jumped out for me.
I just liked it when Jasmine called Bobby just to make sure he wasn't fucking up.
She's always on it.
She's like, there's a lot of strippers here, Bobby. And also, she's always going to be testing Bobby. Bobby, there's a lot of strippers here. Are you worried? And he's like, no, that's fine. Have a good time. And she's like, you'll get one when you get home.
Yeah, she's like, you'll have strippers when you get home. That was sweet.
Jasmine is truly one of my favorite people of this season. They found a real star.
I love
and
her.
Yes, she was crazy in completely confronting Ollie in that way. But damn, she was good TV and she was herself.
I mean, I think they're my favorite couple out of all them.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. I'll have to think about that.
Let's see. Anything else? No, they're at
not
the Black Show.
Really? I was just going to say... They do seem to focus on Ollie talking to his friend and saying, I don't feel like I know her enough, and I feel like we're missing out on the time to get to know each other. So they are kind of – and also Tom talking to Freddie, he's like, everyone's gushing about their other halves, and I love Maria, but I'm like, are we all being realistic about this? Kind of like almost like what a normal person would say.
And I'm like, shh, yeah.
All this realistic talk. Tom, don't do
Stop,
it.
We don't do this.
We don't do this in Love is Blind land.
I just feel like there's a rationale in Love is Blind UK that we do not have in the US.
Well, it's either
maybe
that.
Maybe it's a culture.
Or it's edited out.
Or it's edited out.
Or them saying, hey, are we really going to marry these people? Are we nuts? We met these people 30 days ago. Are we collectively insane? Is this some type of psychological experiment that's gone way past it? That is all cut on the editing floor in the American version. Maybe one person says that. They included it here because that's essential for Tom's character, for us to know that he would, and also for what's going to happen later. Mm-hmm. And it gives us, it informs us why they might have made that choice. But it's so rational to say that in a show that we're all like, how could these people actually do it?
Yep.
And it's, and you're right, the American one, it's because we live in these fantasy worlds. And that's what reality is for a lot of us. And but when you actually have to get married in literal reality, it's a little more complicated than that.
A little more complicated.
So So anyway, Freddie feels the same, but it's completely under reason. He's like, I want to get married, but I don't want to mess it up. I'm just so afraid of getting divorced. Poor lovely Freddie.
Meanwhile, Catherine with her friends, she's like, I'm ready. And she's like, did you ask him if he was ready? And she said, yeah. Yeah, he said, he said, I asked him, are you sure you're ready for marriage? And he said, yeah. I was like,
he said he's ready.
You should have asked for, are you ready for marriage with me?
Yeah.
I think you missed that little.
I got to say just one thing. Jasmine has a friend named Topsy.
Topsy and Betsy Dora win the day.
Topsy.
What? We have terrible names in the U.S.
Kat also has two friends named Dalton Talley. They were the ones, and there was also her friend Sophie. I called them the plastics at the end. They were all just, you couldn't tell who was which.
Yes.
Sitting in those bridesmaids dresses with a slit up to the nether regions.
Yes.
Oh!
Woo!
I was like, woo! You could almost see your Yankee Doodles.
Yes. Or your, I don't know, Queen's Muff.
Or your... I can see your Buckingham Palace.
All right.
Your Big Ben.
There you go. There you go.
So
I
think that was basically it.
They did this little thing in the morning. I don't remember them doing this in the U.S. Did they do the U.S. versions where they show them moving out of the apartments?
Okay. No. And I think it's a great idea.
I do too.
Also, this could really be used in a different way. It looks like in the U.S. version, are they apart for 3 days?
I don't know, because I don't think they are. It seemed like they do the hen party and all that, and then the next day they get married.
And it says 3 days. No. You mean in the U.S. version?
In the U.S. version.
In this version, they do the hen do and stag do. They leave their apartments. They don't see each other for 3 days.
Which is a brilliant move, because it's actually a terrible move. Or maybe bad or good from a maybe psychological way standpoint, but from a
but they get in their head.
Because from a producer, I think if they hadn't had part, I think Demi and Ollie would have said yes.
Yes,
I think that was really what made her change her mind.
I don't know. I think she knew before.
We'll get there. When
she
we
was
get their
she
wedding,
was dropping yeah. hints. She was dropping hints even at the Hindu.
No, I guess that's true.
Yeah. So. But it was
great to see this, and that was Demi and Ollie. They didn't want to do it, and they were worried about being. Demi says, "I think it'll be good to be apart." Whereas Ollie, doesn't see it that way, and Catherine misses Freddie very much.
I think that's a huge signal. If you're being codependent, both of you, after. And you're worried that everything's going to fall apart once you're not together 24/7. Mm-hmm. Red flag. Flag on the play.
You didn't have much built anyway to begin with then, if that's your fear.
Yeah.
You've only known each other 3 weeks, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a great
basis of marriage for me. Because mostly for me, it's just a lot of financial disclosures.
Okay.
Which, by the way, of assets.
Not that it matters, but the prenup conversation was completely dropped.
completely dropped.
Which doesn't matter now, but maybe yeah,
that was a big failure, I believe.
That was a failure. Yeah, we needed to know if she decided to do that or not.
Yeah. And it, again, it wasn't a prenup. It was literally kind of a will thing because he was, some sissies said this, he was just worried about how his brother would be taken care of.
Yes.
Because what happens after his mom's gone? You know, or if something happens to him, what happens to his brother?
He and Betsy Dora know that they're taking care of their brother.
Betsy Dora.
But we'll get ahead. Okay, let's do it. Sabrina and Steven.
Yeah, no surprise here, y'all. Absolutely no surprise. And that's fine.
And that's okay. Fine. Again, Poodle doesn't like to admit it, but he was wrong. She is not a witch. She was turned out to be a really wonderful, nice person who is beautiful on the outside and in, and everyone around her and her family stunners as well.
That's the fairy blood. yeah, I kept waiting for some type of ceremony to
blood
christen
ritual
the
or
new
something.
Family. Yeah, everyone looks really young too. Yeah,
yes,
the mom is stunning. I wrote down everyone in this family is stunning. And his family's hot too.
Yeah.
He is so fucking hot to me. He's the hottest guy to me.
He is very,
a huge hog.
Also because, it's also the confidence he has, but not.
He's not an asshole.
But he's not an asshole and it doesn't feel, we've talked about this before. He has the type of body that looks perfect in a double-breasted suit jacket.
Yes, thank you. I loved his. It was like a cream tux.
It was beautiful.
It was he was him. He was my favorite dress man and Freddie.
I liked Bobby too. Bobby had that like dark midnight coat.
You're right. I wrote that down too.
But Freddie looked really good in that little vest thing.
I agree. Yeah. But I loved this look. I even like Benaiah's like tail jacket.
I didn't mind it. I didn't like the gold of his tie. Yeah. It looked very 2001.
Yeah. Ollie looked terrible.
That wasn't great. It looked like he was going to a polo match.
Yeah. And it was the color. It didn't really fit him that well either. It looked like a little too big.
Once you start to get into
Tan suits are tough.
White, it was like a white cream. It was like a white with a little bit of just cream in it. But yes, tan suit, unless it's on a beach or you're in fucking Nantucket.
I totally agree.
It's tough.
Yep.
So anyway.
So I still.
Is she wearing a different dress, by the way?
I wrote that down. This is a different dress. I'm almost certain. Maybe it's not.
Either that or the fit changed.
Otherwise, the fit is changed. All of these dresses look like it was the same type of, they used the same type of like floral pattern on all of them. It made me think, are all dresses in the UK this pattern? Wedding dresses?
Yeah, they're very floral.
Maybe they tried to do this so they would all match, but I don't think that's fair to the women. You should be able to choose your own fucking wedding dress.
Yeah, I think so too. I would love for one of these brides to be like, I don't want to get married in white. Well, didn't we have a bride who already did that?
Oh my God. That would be earth shaking. I don't know.
I feel like we did in the US.
wait. Didn't someone wear black?
Some show we watched, people, you're thinking of Christine Quinn.
Oh.
Who wore black to her wedding.
Oh, that wedding.
And she's so ridiculous.
That wedding was crazy.
That was a great episode.
So it fits her well. And I liked all the little venue because they're at the manor home. Some UK sissy, tell us where this is because it's obviously someplace that's got a lot of venues. But this was the only room that I thought did not work because the venue had already like, it was like that kind of yellow or gold. It had too much in it already. And then you added all the white flowers and it almost felt like, it was too much. There was too much in this room.
It felt like they were getting married in an empty bank.
That's a really good estimation. Yeah.
And
an empty bank.
An empty bank, which just sounds sad.
Agreed.
I'm sure there's somebody, though, who got married in a vault in an old bank that was converted. And it's probably really pretty. And they're going to post a picture.
I think
and
it's cool.
Look like assholes.
I think hotels are cool when they're like, I stayed at the hotel. Where was that hotel that I stayed at that was a used to be a bank? It was so cool.
We stayed at one of those in Minneapolis.
Maybe that was it.
I think we did another one. There was another one.
There was a vault. There was a vault behind the bar.
Yes.
Yeah. Good for hotels. Banks, not as great for weddings. Come at us if you had your wedding at a bank. I want to see it.
I want to see it. Bank.
I want to see it and convince me. Convince me you can make a bank pretty.
Maybe it's like possible. Lip fillers. We were wrong. We said lip fillers look terrible on everyone, and then you showed us your lip fillers, and we're like, oh fuck.
Maybe you find a way to repurpose those like pens that are attached by by little coils. Yeah.
Yes. Those little like
people. Maybe people send notes to you.
Called? Yes.
I don't know. Maybe people write little notes to you with those.
If you don't want children at the wedding, you can put the ring bearer outside and he can just pop the ring in the little whoomp, the thing that goes up and deliver them to the.
People can just drive through and just give you their good wishes.
What other podcasts are you getting?
So bank, stupid.
What are you getting bank humor from?
So stupid. Anyway, I gotta say the one thing I liked about this venue is bitch got to walk down a staircase.
I did enjoy that.
That's what I want at my wedding. First of all. We all know I prefer a late night wedding when it's just me and my bedridden, intended, with the family beating on the hospital door. We all know that's what I prefer. But if I had a second option, it'd be to walk down a staircase in a dress and stun.
I got to say, you've done it. I'm going to shame you, but you really have done it wrong. Because now that I am in Provincetown, I've seen this several times. But just yesterday, I saw this older man, probably who had scoliosis, was kind of hunched over and walking. Probably, I would say he was at least 83, 84.
That's a good age.
And he was walking along, holding the hand of this. It looked like a Sankey Panky situation. This guy was probably... he was Latin or Latinx or something, and was probably 28 years old.
I'm going to have to excuse myself to interior room.
Just proudly holding hands, walking
oxygen
down the
tank.
Street in Providence. Practically.
Yeah.
And I thought, I looked.
It's a good situation.
And I one
I
thing.
Admire I admire that.
My first thought was, oh, well, that's sweet. And then my second thought was, God damn it, poodle.
Mm-hmm. Just one misstep. It's just so close at that age. They're very tender.
You're getting out of age range. Like you've got it. You need to go. You need to do this now if you want, because you can
it's a problem.
Septuagenarian.
At this point, no. At this point, it's at least 40 years. And I have to keep getting younger. So I need to find that younger spell.
When you shave your face, you look a lot younger.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just have them
put so much fillers in you to make you that you're, and you'll just be so blown up, you'll look like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Anyway, so she looks gorgeous. I
love her makeup. Makeup's great.
I wrote down this whole flowers and candles don't match this room. But the vows are really nice. I like Steven said, I promise to make you number one to be the hug before you realize you need it. That was my favorite vow that was said the whole day.
I think
they also
it was.
Called them thoughts.
I like
instead
that.
Of vows.
I loved that.
Yeah,
I
mean, me too.
But then I thought, well, but there's something like you make a vow, but it's almost like there you put like shame or seriousness, like you vowed.
Well, here's the thing. I think that maybe the traditional wedding services are very different in the UK because they're probably still very Church of England based. So that maybe they just didn't want to do that. And I'm sure that come at us UK sissies. How strict is it or do you do vows, or did they, was it for this? But it did feel like they were just going off their own script, which feels nice.
Yeah, I liked it.
And Sabrina says, I promise to love you every day. I want to be the best person. I want you to have the best version of me. They've been always pretty realistic, about this whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with her saying, I don't know if I want kids. And him's like, okay, we'll get to it when we come to it. And anyway, of course, y'all, he says, I do. She says, I do, without a question. They're Mr. Mm-hmm. and Mrs. Smith, which I immediately went to that song from Smash.
She said,
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
She says, we're jumping in with 2 feet at least, but I think we're ready for the next chapter. And I wrote, they are so adults about this.
Yeah. And she's, are you ready to see how the Irish party? He's like, you got nothing on the Smiths. I have a feeling someone died of alcohol poisoning at this wedding.
Oh, probably. And the witches brought them back to life.
That's true. The fairies. And they all flew away.
Maria and Tom.
I saw this coming a mile away.
I think we
both said this. We predicted in our prediction. You know what? Our predictions were good this time.
I think they were. I think the only one, and actually you got it. Only one was Demi and Ollie. I said yes, and you, but
I think
you,
I said he would say no.
No, you, but it was you the opposite. Said no way.
Oh, okay. I said there's no way.
I did think we both agreed. I think we said if anyone said no, it would be Ollie.
Yeah, things did.
But we were right.
I think we were pretty correct on this.
We nailed Catherine and Freddie on like the third episode.
Because the editing was, imagine the editing being reliable.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Maria, she said, you know, we're getting the interest. Marriage is a commitment to me. Tom's already like, I was really nervous last night. Really nervous. A lot going through my mind. Really didn't sleep.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to bode well.
So I remember his mother's not there because she says it kind of to me. If I was Maria, I want to say, keep saying Maria. If I was Maria, that'd be a huge red flag for me that his mother's not even there.
Yeah.
It's not even about who the mother is. It's kind of like what this dynamic is and how he's perceiving it all. Anyway, she says things like, Tom is my comfort blanket. And they asked Tom, what's your answer? And he's like, I'd like to say yes. Y'all, this was being telegraphed hugely.
Hugely.
Now, what about when her mother comes in to see him and says, whoever's married to my children, they're one of mine. Call me mom. And she makes him promise with his hand on his heart, saying, take care of Maria. And I'm like, you said what you said after that.
I thought that too, because when he did it, I went, oh, I don't think he's going to do it. And he just lied to her mom.
I know.
But what would you say? Again, Poodle, you got to do what you got to do to get the paper signed.
Oh, but to take this woman who just lost her husband, Maria's wearing her dad's watch. It felt rough. I got to say, and also Tom didn't seem to have. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Anyway, I don't think this dress fit her well.
No, it's still when she came in, she already had to pull it up.
There was a problem with the fit from when she tried it on, and they still didn't fix the fit. It just didn't fit her well. I think a lot of these dresses were pretty unremarkable. At the end of the day, the only one I really like, I did like Sabrina's because it was the way it fit her. And Kat's dress, I thought
was really beautiful.
Yeah. After a while, Jasmine's dress kind of grew on me because it's very her.
It fit her well. Yes, that's true.
Anyway, so this was a better room, a better venue.
It was. The light because it was beautiful in this room. Yeah,
it was less, more cleared out and more letting the kind of like in the only furniture in the room were like things holding the flowers up.
I got to say, where if you're talking about the editing, I want to give props to the lighting designers
because gorgeous.
Having a huge window that's full of sunlight that keeps changing and then having to light people, that is y'all, that is so unbelievably hard to do. And it was so romantic and warm and beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
I was impressed.
So anyway, she's talking about how much her brother's mean to him since her father's passed. And I will say her makeup looks gorgeous. The dress doesn't fit, but the makeup's gorgeous.
I had not one problem with the makeup. It's all of them looked, all the makeup I thought looked beautiful on all the brides.
I thought they did well. Cats, too.
Sabrina's was my favorite.
Yeah. Cats was the one that I was concerned about. But she looked good. I thought she might go a little footballer's wives.
but she didn't. She didn't.
Yeah.
Little EastEnders.
So she said, Maria says, she says
like things have really hit her. She says to her friends, because they're crying. She's like, it's all hit me. She's like, we have some fears that things are going to pop up later. And we worry about how we're going to handle that. And the sister's like, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing.
He says, y'all, they go through all of this. He looks good. Some of the other men look better.
He looks fine.
Yeah. He says they get through it all and they say their little thoughts and everything. And he just says, I love you. I just feel like now is not the right time. And I wrote down, I know it.
Why did they make him first though? Because one thing the thing they didn't do that they do on the US, and maybe they'll do this at the reunion, but I want to know what Maria would have said.
I'll tell you. Well, she telegraphs it later. She said she would have said yes. It makes her look foolish even more because I think they had a little more empathy for the people who they were working for.
Maybe, but I do feel like I do feel like that's part of the format of the show.
You know,
we need to know what people say.
I understand that. I don't know if I needed it. I don't know if I needed it.
I do.
In this case. I think it would have made her look foolish. And this is someone who's just lost her father.
No.
And yeah, I think also she tried to take ownership of the situation pretty quickly.
Felt like they were both kind of okay with it.
Well, I think she was putting up a good front. He says, I wrote in, how could he do this to her mother? And her face tells you she was shocked.
She was shocked, yes.
And the mom's face.
Oh, God. She could have died right there.
I know. Anyway, Maria's kept saying, she said, I can't believe this. I wanted to get married and I wanted to be a wife. Maybe it wasn't the right time for us. And Tom, in a very rationalized, hyper, he's like, it's much harder to say no than I'd envisioned. Y'all, Tom's never going to get married. I'm saying this now. I don't think Tom's ever going to get married.
I don't know. I mean, I think they needed to not get married? They like Tom brought up, they want to raise children very differently. And they have different values.
Do I think this was a good decision on his part? Yeah, I think they're different people. They have different values about work, children, and I think she's pretty solid in hers.
I feel like other couples like Demi and Ollie, they maybe can give things more time and potentially be a good match. But I don't think Tom and Maria.
No, they're both set in their ways.
I feel like only Kat and Freddie are more mismatched than they are.
Oh, but,
and maybe them even more because their values are so different. Anyway,
Demi and Ollie. Yeah. Sorry.
Yes, that's what I was going to go into. Demi and Ollie.
Ollie says, Demi's my perfect match, but being here feels surreal. I'm feeling overwhelmed. Now, what's interesting?
They both talk about the time apart. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. She said, "This is interesting." She said, "We barely had any communication since leaving the apartment after going from spending 24/7 with each other, and it's made me anxious. And I've had time to reflect."
That's not good.
And I'm just like, yeah, I'm like, why haven't you talked? Maybe are they not allowed to?
Yeah, are they not allowed to? Are they not allowed to text? Is there
this 3-day waiting period is very unclear. So I don't know what there were parameters on it. It feels like the other people could talk. I know Jasmine did not go 3 days without talking to Bobby. No, she probably had a tracker on his phone.
But maybe that's what Demi wanted. Maybe she wanted, because she said, I was looking for the time apart. And so maybe she wanted that. Yeah. She's talking to her sister, Chantel, and she's like, I think you're overthinking a bit. But I knew it wasn't going to be good when Demi said, my head and my heart are not aligned.
Yeah.
I
mean,
that's the worst time to make a decision or to say yes to something that you don't align on.
You can tell that Ollie is just kind of almost, he's at saturation point with how much he is just like swigging off that flask and his dad. And he's Ollie is so like, he is fried with the,
he's fried
with the ADHD.
And Aaron says to him, you're overthinking as well. Cause he was talking to him and he said, people overthink, but you overthink on another level, which is an ADHD thing.
Well, yeah,
that happens a lot, but it's not good that they're both in this mind frame.
She did say, she said the Demi, she was talking, the Demi who started this wasn't ready to be a wife because I didn't love myself. It's interesting. They've kind of created this journey for her of accepting herself, self-love, accepting her body, accepting everything about this. And I think that's a great way to tell this story. Given that story, it does feel a little weird to say, thank you for giving this to me. Now I'm off on my own.
Yeah.
It feels a little, and even though she says that's not it, we're going to get to that. I'm just saying that's the flip side of the story.
Yeah.
You taught me to be a better person. Maybe we'll work out.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a, and maybe that's okay. But it did feel like Ollie helped her find something and she's like, thanks, bye. Thanks, I'm leaving you at the altar.
Thanks, I'm leaving
you
at the altar.
Maybe that's a good journey, but it does slight his journey.
Yes, it does.
Maybe she needed to do that for herself.
She's always been thinking about other people, yeah. So,
anyway, I would one other quibble.
Yes, you just said like
one other small quibble. There was a real lack of British women wearing hats at these weddings.
Agreed. Only Jasmine's mother.
Jasmine's mother and her mother, Demi's mother, had on a British lady wedding hat.
Is that going out of style?
I hope not, because the only reason we want to go to British weddings are the ladies' hats.
If I ever got married, I think I wouldn't care what you wear. Just
mandatory.
Wear a hat. Men and
mandatory.
Women wear hats.
Does anyone wear a hat? Does anyone still wear a hat? So anyway, what do you think about this dress? I did not like it
when she tried it on.
It's almost like
it wears her. It's too much.
It wears her, and it doesn't do anything for her figure.
The material, like you brought up one time, it's like, where did they get all the fabric for? It's like the fabric. It's like they got it from a carpet store instead of like light.
It's
fabric.
Shiny. Yeah.
It's doing too much.
Yeah. So, This venue is nice too. It's much, much better. The flowers are gorgeous.
It's pretty.
And she's so nervous. And
she walks in down the aisle, and he looks at her, and they stand together, and he says, "You look incredible." And she looks like she's actually about to vomit on his shoes. Full stop, y'all. Like, she was green. Yeah. And he's like, "Are you okay?" She's like, "Oh, I'm shaking." And she is full on. All he says, "You're shaking." She's like, "I am."
And I think he's having this moment of, this isn't real. And he's like purely dissociating at this point. Totally. It looks like he can't believe he's having this moment. Fucking freaked. This was painful to watch.
It was.
And he says, they do this thing. "What makes you admire and love this person?" And she says, "How funny you are and how your touch has made me feel free." I went, uh-oh. "Want to be free, huh?" Okay. And Ollie says, "The first time we spoke in the pods, you stood out. You're not just my fiance. You're my best friend." And he said, I would choose you 100 times over. Yeah.
She says in the vow too, "You deserve nothing less than happiness."
And damn. Then she says, "That's the show."
Blackout. That's it. Blackout.
That's the season. No more.
No more.
We don't know
what's going to happen. What's going to happen?
What if something? What if something cut off and no one ever got to see this last episode?
And Netflix just broke the internet again, like they claimed.
Tune in to our next. We cover episode 11 for what happened. You already know because you watched it. You had to.
You already watched it. Don't say it then. All right, everybody. We'll see you in the next episode. We're not even doing an outro. We're just getting to it. We'll see you there.